Senator Koch.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. And the Sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Reverend Grady St. Denis, the Director of Church Relations from Gustavus Adolphus College and chaplain for the House of Representatives. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Tonight at sundown begins the Jewish festival of Passover, where each year the people gather around the Seder table to remember again and to teach their young ones how God moved in the life of their people, setting them free from oppression. This week is called Holy Week by Christians, for during this week the people remember again and teach their young ones the sacred purpose and gift God has given in Jesus. For each, it is a time of sacred ritual, family, and community. It is a time for remembering God's love. It is a time for intentional inward self-reflection and renewed contemplation. It is a time to give thanks. And in the spirit of thanksgiving, let us bow our heads in prayer. As we come together this day, we give you thanks, loving Creator, for this land of freedom that we live in, where we are free to live out as we are able the faith in our hearts. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness to your people and for the way you seek to open our hearts and minds to a life of love and service. I thank you this day for these gathered here. Give them an abiding sense of patience. Let them not be paralyzed by the magnitude of the issues faced, nor overwhelmed with worry, but in everything, with the major issues to the lesser ones, on the good days and on the bad days, let them turn to you confidently in prayer, and with thanksgiving, let them make their requests be known to you. Gracious God, bless and keep these faithful public servants. Sustain them in their calling. Help them to take care of themselves and each other, that they may serve faithfully to the end. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Maynard Katterlick from Montgomery, Minnesota. Mr. Katterlick served in the U.S. Navy from 1966 to 1970. For two of those years, he served off the coast of Vietnam, plane guarding for downed pilots. He also served a year in the Mekong Delta in an Army-Navy operation. Mr. Katterlick is the state commander of the Vietnam Veterans of Minnesota and has served as the state president for the Minnesota Council of the Vietnam Veterans of America for 9 years. Commander, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance? Members, I will now ask Senator-elect Mary Jo McGuire from the 66th District to come forward and subscribe to the oath of office as administered by the Honorable Paul H. Anderson, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
I, Mary Jo McGuire,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge faithfully.
The duties as senator.
The duties as senator.
Do the best of my judgment.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Hahn, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Siebenskoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications, as printed on the agenda today, they are referred as indicated. Please make note of the, I guess it is the third or fourth message from the Health and Human Services Committee and the appointment that is being made. Moving on to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file. Herewith return Senate file 551, a bill act relating to liquor, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 626, a bill relating to human services. Senate file 626 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Polk.
Madam President, I would move that Senate file 626 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. The Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of 5 members of the House on amendments adopted by the House of the following Senate file. Senate file 887, a bill for an act relating to state government. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Gunther, Hoppe, Kiefer, McFarland, and Sanders. Senate file 887 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on Senate file 1016 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate file number 1016, a bill for an act relating to agriculture. Senate file 1016 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on those messages. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports from committee. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page 6 of today's Senate agenda, second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions, and they will be referred as indicated, first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, there are several author's resolutions printed on page 6 of today's agenda. They will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on, Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1026 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. I have conferred with the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and this is not, it's a bill of which I am the author, and we want to move it to the Health and Human Services Committee.
On Senator Hand's motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File Number 1149 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and be referred to the Committee on Transportation. This is a data practices bill, but it deals with personnel issues in the Department of Transportation and needs to be seen by the Policy Committee first and has the approval of both chairs.
On Senator Rest's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to Senate announcements of Senate interest, Senator Koch.
Madam President, Senator McGuire has asked for a few minutes.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to thank all the members of the body for your warm welcome. And I look forward to working with each and every one of you. And I'm excited about my term here. And I can hardly wait to get started working. So thank you very much.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Hoffman, Reiner, Tomasoni, Harrington, Saxog, Ingebrigtsen, Rosen, Pappas, Scheid, Latz, Lori, Nienau, Ortman, Magnus and Lilly, all day without objection, they are excused. Further announcements of Senate interest, Senator Koch.
Madam President, after a long day on the job, Senator McGuire is needing a break. So, we have the Passover Easter break in front of us, and I hope that members will take that opportunity to go home, listen to constituents, perhaps do a little yard work, and most importantly, spend a little time with your friends and your family during this Holy Week. So with that, Madam President, I would move that we adjourn until Tuesday, April 26th at noon.
Senator Koch has moved. We adjourn until Tuesday, April 26th at noon. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.